Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Catch a wave. Catch
a wave. Everybody tries it once.
Those who don't just have to put it down.
You paddle out, turn around and raise
the wave. They were the original.
That's all there is.
More than a decade ago,
the
Beach Boys are your artist of the day. And don't act like your parents weren't playing this on the 8-track in the late 1970s as you're cruising down the road without your seatbelt on in that Reliant K, okay? Because if you say that that didn't happen, you're a liar. Yes, the Beach Boys are your artist of the day.
I love it.
We saved them for the 1 week in the summer where we know every day is going to be at least above 85 degrees. We found it.
Oh, it's hot today.
Ooh, it's a steamer.
Did you see the photo this morning that Nick Bender posted of the fog and the clouds basically obscuring all of the city?
And the buildings
at the
poking
very
through the top.
Tippy tops, the buildings were just peeking out.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
Huh.
It was pretty awesome. I saw a bunch of different pictures like that this morning.
That was this morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, by the time I rolled out of bed, it didn't look like that at all.
Dude, I rolled out of bed in Western Shawnee this morning, and I was like, hey, close the curtains, man.
You know, it's one of those like city view shots where you can just see a couple of the tallest buildings downtown.
It's that Poops Creek advertisement.
Did you see Mayor Q's picture as well? His was pretty cool.
No, was it good?
On top of City Hall.
Well, he was at work bright and early.
There's a lot going on.
I know, right?
He wakes up.
Didn't know if you were aware.
I know.
Do you think Quentin Lucas goes to bed in a suit?
Mm-hmm.
No, he does not go to bed in a suit.
I bet he does.
But I would be stunned if he owned a pair of sweatpants. I would be stunned.
Like with an iron on his chest, just not, at lukewarm, not hot, so you don't get burned. But he's got like an iron right on that tie. So
it's
as soon
a
as
steamer.
He went, yes, like a steamer.
Right. Yeah.
So like as soon as you wake up, you just steam that tie because you may have rolled over once or twice in the night, and so you just steam that tie, and then you get out of bed and you just go lead a city. That's what you do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like a champion.
like a firecracker. I'm going to go out and I'm going to lead this city. But I can't do it if I've got wrinkles in my tie.
He's a very sharp dressed man.
You want to get him on today?
No, he's got things to do.
Like what?
I don't know. Run a city? We are very low on his priority list. I am trying to get Dr. Hawkinson back on tomorrow or a sports cardiologist.
You mean Dr. Hawkeye?
Yes, because I am obsessed with this myocarditis story as it relates to coronavirus. And we need like a heart doctor on to explain why some people are getting heart inflammation from this, but they weren't able to do it today, but they can do it tomorrow.
What's Dr. Hawkinson doing? Saving lives or something?
I think so. That's probably what he's doing.
What's more important?
Saving lives.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about saving lives, of course.
No, actually saving lives is more important.
Sam, did you save the end of the show last night? Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's going on with that, buddy?
Just, I'm going to chalk it up to a brain fart.
Okay.
Did you save it last night, buddy?
I'll save every show.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
I had someone at dinner ask me about that. They go, Scott, okay? I go, well, I think you might need a day off. I don't know what's going on.
I'm taking Friday off.
I know. I'm glad you're taking Friday off.
Going to Lawrence.
Move your daughter in. I think that's great.
Yeah.
But have you been feeling a little foggy lately?
No.
Okay.
All right. We got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. Hope to see everybody back at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Finest man in all of America, Will Starrett.
perfect light turns straight.
Did I just say that?
Yes, I am not Will Starrett.
Sam Stevie the third.
Oh my gosh, what is happening?
I didn't even realize it.
Save that for tomorrow.
Wow.
There is something wrong with your brain.
I had blood drawn today. I'm not at full speed.
I had blood drawn today.
I did, look.
What does that have to do with you calling Sam Will Starrett?
I slipped.
Hey, we all do it. It's like that time I told you someone passed of cancer and you go, very good. Do you remember that? Very good. I go, wait, did you just say very good?
Or that day that there was a body found in a pond in Overland Park and Dana goes, what's in the water today?
Remember that?
I do remember that. But that's a little bit different. Freudian slip is different than you looking straight at Sam and calling him Will Starrett. Who, by the way, we have not seen in, I don't know, 6 months?
I saw him 2 weeks ago. You sat in that very chair.
Oh, okay.
Just said that.
Let me fade the song out again. Let's start this over. You ready?
All right. Yep.
Thanks,
here we go.
Rod.
All right, everybody. Finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock. My good friend and co-host, Kara Markser. I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It was not good last night.
It's also not good that we're going from that story to the first story in the stack, which, by the way, we did not plan.
Oh, yeah.
Awkward transition for 1,000, Alex.
Judge agrees to retire after Alzheimer's diagnosis. From the New York Times, it is hard to pinpoint exactly when people who appeared in front of Judge Sean Dia Simpson noticed that something was wrong. There were times when the judge would come to court late, maybe leave a little bit early, or not even show up at all. Her demeanor became inconsistent, and she treated lawyers and others in her courtroom in a way that was, quote, erratic and at times intemperate. It was unusual enough that the State Commission on Judicial Contact opened an investigation into Judge Simpson, who has served in 3 boroughs in her 16-year career. That inquiry ended on Monday with the judge's announcement that she had agreed to retire in October after acknowledging to the commission that she is now in the advanced stages of Alzheimer's disease.
I want you to remember that because that's going to be very much part of this discussion. Scott, what do you do with all of those cases that came before now that everyone knows she is in the advanced stages of Alzheimer's?
The commission did not say when Judge Simpson, who is only 54 years old, first began to have symptoms of the degenerative brain disease or whether it had affected any of her rulings. She's been on medical leave, by the way, for the last year. Before she took the leave, Judge Simpson had handled 3 high-profile exoneration cases linked to questionable tactics used by former Brooklyn homicide detective Louis Scarsella. The commission's inquiry, which began in mid-2019, focused not on Judge Simpson's decisions, but on what investigators described as her unpredictable behavior and claims that she was, quote, frequently absent from court. You vacate all of her sentences? You can't vacate the convictions. That came from, presumably, a jury.
But she is still presiding over the cases and the rules of the game, if you will, in the courtroom.
Great point, Dana. Great point. So do all these people go back to being thrown in county lockup, and then you have to determine if you're going to try with the prosecution again?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know what you do. And what other professions would advanced Alzheimer's automatically disqualify you from that job? And there's a whole list of them, Scott. If you think about it, anything in public safety, anything.
Obviously, police officer.
And then are you forced to disclose that? I mean, here's what's interesting. She did not disclose the diagnosis.
You can make the argument that that's protected.
Is it? Is your health information protected when you have a diagnosis like Alzheimer's, which is horribly sad?
And I understand your point, but is Alzheimer's a disability?
Yes.
Then it's protected.
I would argue when you are in the business of public safety, it is not. You want the airline pilot flying your plane with advanced Alzheimer's?
Really don't.
I don't.
You ever been in a Turkish prison?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You ever been to Dodge City? So during the break, Dana said, I want to know what Judge Simpson did. And by the way, a judge in New York has agreed to retire after an Alzheimer's diagnosis. Sat on the bench for over a year after receiving the diagnosis that she had advanced Alzheimer's. Judge Simpson cited a history of wrongdoing by Detective Scarsella, who had worked on the case. I won't get into it. It was a 1991 murder, as well as several others that were eventually reversed. And in a dramatic courtroom scene, Judge Simpson, held Mr. Bunn's hand from the bench as he wept in gratitude, Mr. Bunn being the defendant.
And there's a photo of that moment. And I don't necessarily see anything wrong with that moment if she exonerated a man who should have been freed for doing something he did not do. But there's another case.
Shouldn't a judge be impartial?
Yes, but there's another case where she ran through some list of reasons why she was denying a lawyer's request. And the lawyer, basically her reasoning was wrong, Scott. And the lawyer informed the judge, which is tricky, that she seemed to have misunderstood the evidence in the case, among other things, mistakenly suggesting that a prosecution witness who testified at the hearing had testified in trial. This is wrong, the lawyer told the court. Judge Simpson then stood up, left the bench abruptly without an explanation. When she came back more than an hour later, she stood by her decision, again, wrongly suggesting that the prosecution witness had testified for the defense.
Said the lawyer, I've never seen anything like it. Yeah.
You know, this was a simple decision, and she conflated basically whose side the witness was on. And so I don't know what you do, Scott. Do you go back? Does it depend on how those cases shook out?
When was she diagnosed with Alzheimer's?
Her husband released a statement. The rest of her family declined to comment and said the early, sudden, and hollowing effects of the ailment serve as a reminder to live life passionately and with purpose every day.
Yeah, that's great.
But you have to ask, when did they first know?
And when they first knew is when you have to go back and start vacating.
Yes, and do you have an obligation?
Yes. Yes, you do.
To tell
Yes.
the state?
Yes.
And then if she didn't, Scott, which I don't believe this was disclosed, does the state have the right then to say, we need your medical information to go back and figure out when we start looking at these cases? Is it private? Yes.
Is it?
In most arenas, it is private medical information.
Yes,
in radio.
In the arena of radio.
Private.
If I'm losing my brains and I'm calling him Will Starrett when he's really Sam, what is your last name?
Super awkward, but I would not be able to force you to disclose that you've got something going on in your brain.
Bingo. But I'm not also sentencing people to 50 years in prison or 10 years in prison.
Amen.
I'm here just to make you laugh and tell fart jokes. That's what I do.
So where do you draw the line then? So police would be on that list?
For sure.
Any physician, I'm sorry, pharmacist.
Any member of the military.
Any?
Would you disagree?
Well, no, I suppose not.
Firefighter?
Yeah.
Definitely, to your point, doctor.
Surgeon.
Yeah.
Pilot.
Yeah.
But then it gets complicated, Scott. Truck driver.
Yes.
I agree. But is that in their contract somewhere that if you have...
Do truck drivers have contracts?
if you have some medical issue that prevents you from driving safely, you are mandated to disclose that?
I would make the argument that the answer to that is yes. Yeah. If you have Parkinson's, you probably shouldn't be driving a truck.
Yeah.
If you have epilepsy, I would make the argument you shouldn't be driving a truck.
Well, correct. If you have epilepsy, I mean, sometimes a doctor will say, you know, my dad had that weird thing happen on the airplane. He couldn't drive for 6 months.
I know. My brother's the same way.
I feel bad for this judge. I feel bad for her family.
I do too.
But they should have let somebody know.
You have to look at the public good. Yeah. You cannot judge people on a legal basis if, let's be honest,
if you're losing it.
If you don't even know who you are. 576-7798. 576-7798. Welcome back. Interesting story about this judge in New York. If I'm not mistaken, she's in Brooklyn. Double check that. Anyway, she's decided to step aside in October, which I found strange, considering it's August, and she has late stage Alzheimer's. And I mean no disrespect by saying that I find it strange she's going to step down in October. But if you have late-stage Alzheimer's, why not just step down now? I mean, it's not like you're going to hear another case. It's not like you're going to write a brief. Because anything you write, nobody's going to take seriously. With respect.
Well, it wouldn't be possible for her to continue, Scott. It's just not.
So why not just step down now? Why say I'm going to resign in October?
I don't know.
Sean in McLouth, just north of Lawrence. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, how are we doing today?
We're doing
good.
Well.
Good. I just had a point about you were saying in contracts for truck drivers and health conditions. My wife is an over-the-road truck driver, and she doesn't have Alzheimer's, thank God. But, well, some days I think she might. She has sleep apnea, and it is required for her to get her regular checkups, prove that she's had her checkups, the machine cleaned, and all that in order for her to drive 1 mile. And those health conditions should be required because if you're driving a 20-ton truck across the road and you have issues, I don't want to be in front of you.
But they're required to disclose anything you think that would be a detriment to themselves or others on the road.
Anything that would impair their ability to drive. She has a long list of stuff that she has to answer anytime she switches companies or changes loads or anything along that line.
And then my guess is, Sean, because the insurance companies will do this to you as well, is there anything else not on this list that you have failed to disclose? That's how they get you.
Oh, I would probably agree with that 1,000%, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever ride with your wife?
No, they won't let me. I'd like to. I ask her all the time to get permission to let me, but they won't let. It's an insurance liability.
Like, does she have a cab in the back?
Yes. Yep.
And you can't ride with
overnight.
Her?
Nope. They don't. They won't allow non-employees in the cab of the truck. I've never even been in her truck.
Is it weird that your wife is more badass than you are?
Well, no, she just is.
That's awesome.
Sean, be well, Sean. I'm just goofing on you, man.
I know. We're
all
good.
All right, buddy. Christine and Paola. Hello, Christy.
Hi.
Hi.
What I would say to Scott is exactly what Scott always says. Your rights end where my rights begin.
That's right.
And when you're talking about a judge, her right to privacy and her medical rights end when the potential for her to infringe upon my rights as a citizen began.
That's right.
I know the conversation about the military came up. I will tell you that the military, there you have no presumed right to medical privacy when you are active duty military. Anything that you see a military doctor for that they feel affects your ability to serve active duty, they are required to disclose to your superior officers, period. You don't have a right to privacy.
Well, that's also because you're government property.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So, it's a sad situation, but her right to medical privacy ends when my right to defend my rights.
Well, but now, hang on, Christy. Okay, Christy, you bring up a really good point, and I like your analogy with the military. However, when she is diagnosed, this judge at the age of 54, which is outrageously young, when she is diagnosed, she is a judge. She does work for the state, but she is not government. Ooh, what? Hang on, hit the background noise.
Oh, sorry. That was a big dog. That was a big dog.
You better run.
No, it's mine.
Okay. She is not government property. She is a government employee. It is different when you are in the military as opposed to when you sit on a bench. Now, should she have disclosed this? The argument, of course, is yes. But does the doctor who diagnosed her with Alzheimer's have an obligation to tell the state? I would argue no.
I don't think the doctor does, but I think she absolutely has a legal responsibility based on the fact that she's making a decision on your right.
I think she has an ethical responsibility.
Absolutely, an ethical one. But I would argue that surely legally she has an obligation.
Man, I don't know. I wish someone who's a lawyer or judge would call in.
If you're a lawyer, do you have an obligation to tell your client, I've just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's?
I doubt it.
But Dana, I'm defending you in court.
I agree. I think ethically you should.
Ethically,
you should.
Legally, do I have an obligation to tell you that I'm losing my marbles?
I don't think so.
576-7798. Steve in Kansas City. What up?
Yeah, this is Steve. I'm a truck driver, and we have to go through a medical process every 2 years. And if we have any issues, medical from heart condition, eyes, hearing, we get a one-year card and can go all the way down to a month card. And that stops us from being out here on the road.
What happens if you don't report it?
If you don't report it and you get caught, basically you'll lose your license over it.
So there's really no penalty.
No penalty other than you'll lose your livelihood.
Well, but you would have lost your livelihood if you reported it in the first place.
Correct. But there's other ways around it. You don't have to drive over the road going to California every week like I do. You can find other jobs inside the facility, you know, maybe loading the truck and working the dock versus where you ain't jeopardizing lives of families out there. And if you have, you know, losing your mind or, you know, starting to slip a little bit, you know, it's better to report it and take care of it right up front and not jeopardize people's lives.
So you're saying if you're honest up front, the company might try to find you another way to make a living.
Something else to do, yeah.
Yes, 100%.
All right, partner. Hey, be safe, be well, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, don't kill anybody on the road. Kathy and KCK. Hello, Kathy.
Hi there.
Hello.
And so, ironically, I'm following a truck driver because I'm a respiratory therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my job is I have people who are truck drivers come in to get a download of their CPAP use. And if truck drivers are using their CPAPs, then they have to bring in proof that they are at least 75% compliant with that within a 30-day time period.
Yeah.
If they are not compliant with it, then it could lead over to, hey, we might have to dock you or you're off the road for a while until you can become compliant and that sort of thing. So that falls right in hand in hand with the previous caller, and that yearly or every other year physical that they have to go through. They have to bring proof that they are using their CPAP. and you don't want a sleepy driver out there on the road.
So wait. You're following a truck driver right now?
No. What I'm saying is when they come in, they have to come to us,
right,
with a home health company or with their sleep care provider.
Okay.
And they bring their CPAP or they bring in the card from their CPAP. We do a download, which means we take that information off of the CPAP and put it into report form, which indicates what nights they are using it, how long they're using it, and they have to be 75% compliant with them within that 30-day time period.
Yeah. And those machines, Scott, keep every breath you take. That is computerized.
Correct.
Kathy, thank you for the call. Great to hear
from you.
You're
very welcome.
You be well.
Thanks.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day. All right?
Thank you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
576-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. We heard this story at one of the newscasts yesterday. Make it a blockbuster night. The world's last remaining blockbuster video store is now an Airbnb. It's located in Bend, Oregon.
Woo!
Which, if you look at the map, is not big enough to be on the map.
Wait, like a block, but is it an actual blockbuster?
It's the last one left.
That's so awesome.
It is allowing locals to recreate a 1990s sleepover inside the store itself, complete with a sofa bed, an old school TV, and, of course, a VCR.
No way.
Yes. Yes. The store's manager, Sandy Harding, says it was a challenge to find that chunky TV. Harding is opening the store for 3 one-night sleepovers on September 18th, 19th, and 20th. The offer is only available for people who live in the county.
Oh, come on.
Yep. A one-night stay.
Lay it on me.
Costs $4 or the same price as a new release. Crack open a 2-liter of Pepsi before locking into a video game, charting your future in a game of MASH, or maybe watching movie after movie, says the listing.
It even says Be Kind Rewind on the VHS selections.
Hmm.
You know, why wouldn't you do that and charge out the wazoo? That would be the most fun girls' night ever, to rent that thing out. And I mean charge like $500.
And you're watching
and you can
Pretty
just,
Woman.
Yeah, you can go through the aisles like we all used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this from Mashable.com. Remember Blockbuster, the new release aisle? The strange sweet musk, candy and carpet and cardboard. Mm. The impossibility of choosing just one movie. I'd pay to relive that experience. That's hilarious.
How much would you pay for it?
I think they could get $500 a night because you could get 4 friends to each pitch in
$100 per?
If you can bring in alcohol.
Liquor, yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
I mean, how fun would that be? And you could just go up and down those aisles.
Maybe grab Top Gun. I don't know if we're going to have time. What to, if you, all right. You and 5 of your girlfriends rent the last blockbuster Airbnb. There are beds. There's, of course, sofas.
Of course.
A VCR. And nothing but VCR tapes throughout the entire store. Now,
wait, is there the creepy little back room for adult-only titles?
No, that was only in downtown Leavenworth at Hollywood Video.
I was always so mesmerized by that curtain and what went on back there.
You know what went on
back
there.
Well, I didn't. I was a child. I didn't know.
That wasn't at Blockbuster. That was like at Hollywood Video.
Hollywood Video or...
Yeah. They had one in downtown Leavenworth, and they had the beads.
Velvet, yes.
The
ours
beads.
Was a velvet curtain.
Okay, well, in downtown Leavenworth, it was the stringy beads, like, and you separated it. You know the sound that made?
Yes.
And back there, you would find the videos that you weren't supposed to watch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you and four of your girlfriends, it's you, Cottle, Wetmore, Allison, and pick one
okay.
more.
Okay.
And you guys are there. You got like bottles of wine out the wazoo, but you had to bring your own.
Yep.
You get to pick two movies.
Oh, God.
Because you're all going to be asleep by midnight anyway. Because you're tired, you're passed out.
Yeah.
What two movies are you, and has to be pre-1995?
Well, it would have to be. Like, you can't watch Bridesmaids. That was never on VHS.
No, it has to be pre-1995. What is it?
I mean, would you go sentimental and watch, like, an E.T.? Or would you go comedy and watch, like, a Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo never came out on VCR.
Did it really not?
No.
I don't know about that.
Finding Nemo came out in like 2002.
Yeah, but VHSs were still around.
All I remember, Scott.
Don't ruin the fantasy. Can we just play the game
as
here?
As a child, my mom would take Austin and I into that store. We would spend an awkward amount of time perusing those titles.
What are your two movies? Go.
I would probably choose like an E.T., something classic like that, or a Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Ooh, you're going old school.
Oh, yeah. And then something funny, like The Jerk with Steve Martin.
They're shooting at these cans.
Why do they hate the cans? Yeah, yeah.
Parks, they didn't stop making VHSs until 2008.
Really?
Yeah, I was 11.
You want to stay on the show, or do you want to get kicked off the show?
I'm just trying to, you know, make your fantasy more factual here.
What would you watch, Scott?
Me and my dudes, we're all hanging out.
Yeah.
I'm going Top Gun, of course.
Of course.
And I think, are we back in my drinking days?
Yeah.
So we're all passing out by about 1 o'clock in the morning? I'm going Top Gun, and my dudes are going Rocky III.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're going with.
I'm telling you, they have...
Breakfast Club, Red Dawn. I mean, I don't know if we're going to have time. We might have to stay up all night.
I think they've missed a huge opportunity in Bend, Oregon. They should be charging out the wazoo.
$4 a night.
No.
$4.
No.
That's not even going to pay the rent.
You could put this on Airbnb, and you would limit it to like 6 to 10 people. You don't want to like Animal House in there.
No.
Which there's another title. 16 Candles, hello. You could charge some serious cash for that.
Automobile.
Everyone listening our age would pay money to go do that. Just to say you did. I don't think you'd do it twice, but I'd do it once.
Nightmare on Elm Street 1.
Oh, yeah.
The Blues Brothers. Oh, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Star Wars 4, A New Hope. Oh, my God. St. Elmo's Fire, Footloose. Oh,
I remember my mom used to always embarrass me because we would get up to the counter and I would have picked a title. Here's my title. And I've really thought about it and I've read the back and I'm ready for this to be my movie. And I would hand it to my mom and my mom would lean over the counter.
Super important.
And the woman, yes, can I help you? And she would go, so I just need to be sure, does this have any sexual content in it? And she would say that in front of me with this older woman who's like, what? No, it's Nemo. It doesn't have sexual. But my mom would always ask that. Any sexual content or anything inappropriate? And I'm like, oh, my God, just kill me now. Why do you always have? Like, I'm going to pick out, 9.5 weeks or something.
There was sexual content in that movie.
Yeah, I've heard. I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Have you never seen 9.5 weeks?
I don't think I've ever seen it. Is that Kim Basinger?
Oh, yeah.
I have not seen that movie, no.
With the Ice Cube?
No, I have never seen. What is it? What is 9.5 weeks? What is that? Is someone dying and they only have 9.5 weeks to live? What is the 9.5 weeks?
I was young and I don't remember.
You just remember Kim Basinger and an Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not have been allowed to choose that movie because my mom would have leaned over the counter and said, does this have sexual content in it?
Die Hard, Beverly Hills Cop.
What about Iron Eagle?
Oh, no, you didn't.
You play that tape, boy.
What about Officer and a Gentleman?
Oh.
I've got nowhere else to go.
That's a good one.
What about Weird Science? What about...
This is why they should be charging $1,000 to let us do this. I mean, with all due respect to whoever owns
Fast
that Blockbuster,
Times at Richmond High.
They're missing out on a gold mine.
Caddyshack.
Probably not in Bend, Oregon, but...
Porky's? One and two?
Also, too much sexual content, was never allowed to watch it.
Really? You mean Miss Ballbuster?
Never allowed to watch it.
Weekend at Bernie's?
Which, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the worst thing that was in Porky's someone spying on women in a shower, which is bad, but you're telling me women naked is something I can't watch?
That was Police Academy.
No, I'm certain that was Porky's.
Porky's was when there was a hole in the wall.
Yes.
And Mrs. Ballbuster comes over.
And they're looking at women in the shower.
No, they're not. They're actually putting something through the hole.
No, they're not. I remember my mom said, she can't watch that. That's sexual content. Why is a naked woman sexual content?
Stripes? Oh.
I looked up.
There was a draft?
And I can't believe that I Google searched this. Porky's hole. And there's a bunch of people.
No. All right, news is next here on KMBZ. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.